Remember when your body seemed maintenance-free? When you could eat anything, sleep anywhere, and bounce back from any physical challenge? Then suddenly your soul patch migrates to your earlobes, evening snacks trigger midnight heartburn, and bathroom breaks require theme music. Welcome to Male Aging, where we transition from MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This to a more sobering Don't Touch That, It Hurts. This journey might be the hardest thing we ever do, but understanding how our bodies work provides clarity amid marketing schemes and misinformation. Even Matthew McConaughey found Dr. Craig Boron's balanced approach to male aging all right for navigating these choppy waters, neither obsessively focused nor stubbornly in denial. Unlike women's dramatic menopause, men experience a gradual testosterone decline, peaking in our late 20s, then dropping 1-2% annually. This subtle shift might manifest as slower physical recovery. The pharmaceutical industry exploited this natural process with low-T marketing campaigns featuring aging men lamenting decreased energy. Their diagnostic quizzes included vague symptoms indistinguishable from normal aging. Testosterone measurement itself is problematic. Normal ranges vary widely, 250 to 900, depending on the lab, and men with significantly different levels can experience similar function. Research shows only 15% of men who suspected low T actually had it. Therapy offers modest benefits exclusively for those with genuinely low levels, while potentially increasing coronary artery atherosclerosis. This raises a fundamental question. Are aspects of aging pathological conditions requiring treatment or simply natural life stages? Perhaps the body's reduced testosterone response actually protects aging tissues. Working in a retirement center as a teenager, I never considered the residents' sexual lives. What truly matters is whether you and your partner feel satisfied with your relationship. Research shows sexual activity declining with age. 84% of men and 62% of women aged 57 to 64 report yearly sexual activity, versus 39% of men and 17% of women aged 75 to 85. Health problems correlate with less sex, and aging brings more sexual difficulties. Men and women face different challenges. 40 to 50% of women report lack of interest, compared to 28% of men, while only 4 to 7% of men find sex unpleasurable versus 25% of women. Performance anxiety affects 25 to 30% of men, more than twice the rate for women. Erectile dysfunction involves complex physiology, where the penis's spongy tissue must relax for blood inflow while veins compress to prevent outflow. This system fails when aging brain centers become less responsive to testosterone, nerves are damaged by conditions like diabetes, or atherosclerosis affects blood vessels. Pecker power drugs were discovered accidentally during heart medication trials, with 78% of users reporting improvement. That placebos help 25% highlights the psychological component of sexual function. Balding begins with that jarring realization of thinning hair. In my case, feeling a raindrop hit my scalp directly for the first time. While Michael Jordan helped popularize the clean-shaven look over comb-overs, the transition remains distressing, especially when others comment on it. Hair follicles in balding men have normal testosterone levels but heightened sensitivity to dihydrotestosterone, DHT. The diseased view of baldness is heavily promoted by remedy vendors. Research indicates severe balding may increase heart disease risk by 32% overall and 44% for men balding before their mid-50s. Treatment options include minoxidil, increasing hair thickness by about 30%, finasteride, blocking DHT conversion, and laser therapy. For permanent results, hair transplantation using FUE or FUT techniques costs $8,000 to $12,000 per session. Ultimately, baldness is a matter of perspective. Society increasingly recognizes that hair patterns are simply genetic variation, not medical conditions. Low back pain ranks third among reasons for doctor visits. The spine's complexity makes identifying pain sources difficult, whether from herniated discs, injured muscles, or inflamed joints. MRIs often show abnormalities even in pain-free individuals, making early imaging unhelpful unless red flags exist. Most back pain, 99%, isn't serious. About one-third of cases improve within a week and two-thirds within 7 weeks. For sciatica from slipped discs, only 10% have persistent pain after 6 weeks. Bed rest is now counterproductive as inactivity worsens pain through muscle tightening. Better approaches include maintaining normal activities with light stretching. Evidence supports NSAIDs, heat wraps, massage, acupuncture, and spinal manipulation. For chronic pain, exercise, mindfulness, Tai Chi, yoga, and cognitive behavioral therapy work best. Opioids present serious dangers, with over 247,000 Americans dying from prescription overdoses between 1999-2019. Though prescribing has decreased since 2012, 17% of Americans still filled opioid prescriptions in 2017. Beyond overdose risk, side effects often make patients prefer their original pain. Remember, pain itself doesn't kill, but pain pills can. After age 45, heart disease rivals cancer as men's leading cause of death. For half of cardiac arrest victims, death is their first symptom. Others receive warning signs as blockages develop, with chest pain appearing first during exercise, then progressively earlier. Atherosclerosis isn't simply cholesterol clogging pipes. Inflammation drives the process. Smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, and bad cholesterol damage arterial linings, causing inflammation and scarring called plaques. These can rupture, attracting blood clots that suddenly block arteries. Research across 52 countries identified 9 factors explaining 90% of heart attacks: smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, abdominal obesity, elevated cholesterol, physical inactivity, teetotaling, low fruit and vegetable intake, and psychosocial stressors. For men, smoking and bad cholesterol were strongest risk factors, each more than tripling heart attack risk. The coronary artery calcium test measures arterial calcium deposits, a marker of atherosclerosis, before symptoms appear. Risk factors compound dramatically. Hypertension increases risk by 70%, diabetes triples it, and smoking quintuples it. However, eliminating these factors can equally lower your overall risk. Growing up in the 1960s, emotions were considered female territory. My parents emphasized practicality over emotional expression, and male role models were action heroes rather than introspective figures. Mental illness seemed distant, something institutional or criminal. This created a false impression that mental health issues were rare and severe, when mood disorders like anxiety and depression are actually common. While 16 million American adults live with serious depression and 42 million with anxiety disorders, mental health exists on a spectrum, with moods naturally fluctuating even among those without diagnoses. Anxiety becomes problematic when symptoms persist or become excessive, when they control you rather than you controlling them. Depression creates a profound emptiness, unlike normal sadness, which typically has specific triggers and time limits. Mental health differs from physical health in important ways. Diagnoses are largely subjective. Struggles exist on a universal spectrum, and shame surrounds these conditions. The belief that mental disorders only affect the weak-minded perpetuates stigma we'd never apply to physical ailments. Optimizing mental health requires returning to basics. Practice mindfulness by acknowledging your thoughts. Take time to slow down, meditate, and disconnect from constant stimulation. Stay present rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Your mind deserves the same care as your body, perhaps even more as you age.